Okay, today is the 13th of May, Division 41 in the Riverside Court. Me, Mr. Ed versus the state of California, the people.
This is what I think. You know, we have a few options. Number one is obviously taking the deal, and I know that it seems like you're not interested.
Yeah, I'm
Number
definitely.
Two, then we can move forward, then we can have a preliminary hearing. It is a mini trial, then we appear in front of the judge, and they're going to call the officers, and then we see if the case is worth going forward. We're going to put on a mini trial.
Have you read those documents, all my documents?
I have.
From every last one of them. Okay, so my question is, have you paid attention to what was in those documents? Do you guys understand that I am an American citizen with sovereign immunity that you all are supposed to honor? Did you really read those documents? That's why I'm asking that question, based upon what you just said.
So are you supposed to conform to the laws of California?
What does sovereign immunity mean, ma'am?
Then you tell me what it means.
Well, you said you read those documents, so I'm waiting for you to tell me.
I know that's what you're claiming.
But that's what I have.
Are you conforming to the state of California law where you're saying that you're exempt from it? If that's what you're claiming, I'm going to let a court know. I'm going to declare a doubt. Then it seems like we can't really represent you, right? Because we're not really on the same page. Or if you're saying that you're supposed to conform to the law of the state of California, then we can move forward. Without that, I'm like happy to help.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that is me. So how come are you not paying attention to what those documents says? That's what I want to know. Why you are not paying attention to what those laws says? Those laws is what you, just as a public official yourself, are sworn under oath of the Constitution. It's supposed to abide by. You're not sworn under the oath?
I am. You should abide by your law.
No, I didn't say my law. I don't have a law. I said the Constitution, so it's not my law, it's the Constitution. Did you know, Miss or Mrs. Me, it's the Constitution that protects us as citizens, our rights that you all violate 24/7 on your
phone. I am helping you, so that's why I said.
How do you figure you're helping me? So that's why.
We can move forward.
Okay, so why would you not honor those laws on that document? That's the Constitution that you are supposed to honor.
What am I not? I don't know why you're arguing with me.
I'm not arguing. I'm asking questions. That's not an argument. That's just a question.
If you want to move forward, I'm going to help you.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So, no, I refuse your deal.
What is it?
I refuse your offer. The deal is offered.
The deal is offered.
I refuse the deal.
Okay.
I'm not going to admit to something that I am not. I'm being accused of. First of all, you're not accusing me of not violating the law, but you're not. You've read your documents. You are accusing me of violating a penal code.
Yeah.
Not law, but a penal code. You can't put me in prison. You can't put me in jail because violating a penal code. You must put me in prison or in jail or prosecute me for violating the law. All seven of your charges set to state penal code. Penal code violation. I'm like, hey, y'all lost your mind, but that's fine.
But here's the thing. I'm a public defender. My job is to defend you.
If you're not a defender. You're not my public defender. I didn't hire you.
So
you're here
you
because they
me.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me very closely because I speak very accurately. They sent you out here.
So you don't want me?
Do
you want me to tell the court?
Slow down. Listen first. Then I'm going to answer your question. They appointed you to me. I didn't ask for you. You are not my defender. You cannot represent me. You do not honor the Constitution. You do not do what those laws tell you to do. You're like scoopalo. You do what we want to do. So on that note, I don't need your service. I never asked for your service. They sent you out here. So I'm going to defend myself. Let's make this happen. His deal, no deal.
That's fine.
And you are?
My name is Magdalena Cohen. I'm with the Public Defender's Office.
Okay.
My understanding is you're expressing interest in being your own attorney. Is that accurate?
I'm here to represent myself.
Okay, so in order to do that, the court requires you to complete a Faretta waiver.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys really think I'm stupid to know? Why are you coming out here translating for what she said to me in English? Do I look stupid to you? I'm not signing any document for me to represent myself. It's the First Amendment. Freedom of speech. I don't need to sign your signature for me to represent myself. Sims versus Owens allows me to do that. Yeah, this is for you.
That's it? What is this?
This is in your hands now. You've been served. You witnessed it. You saw him take it, right? The district attorney took the affidavit. I served it to him. At what time you got?
10:49.
May the 14th, the 13th, 10:49 on the 41 for the 13th. The district attorney received the affidavit of truth. Witnessed by Miss. The DA has been served the affidavit of truth. He has 7 days to refute that affidavit. He says, what is this? I said, you've been served. He said, cool.
Sabrina Meng, on behalf of the district's president, for this hour, has to be at a podium.
So we have a record to grant for the matter. The lawyer said, I'm sorry, I didn't enforce 3. And so I was informed that Mr. Lighter represents himself. Ms. May, is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that correct, Mr.?
Well, before we go on, that trust name that you just called, I am the beneficiary of the trust name. I am the creditor. Just to inform this court.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Yeah, yes, that's not a problem. I'll repeat what I just said. That trust name that you just called, I am the beneficiary of that trust name. I am the creditor. Here's my registered security. And I appoint the judge, you judge, the district attorney, and all officers of this court as the trustees to settle this matter in this account, for I accept this case for value.
Before we go further, first off, I respectfully build the kindness of the question. Secondly, are you representing yourself or not? Because if you're not, I'm going to be speaking to Ms. May on your behalf.
Well,
you are, time out. You are representing yourself. And I'm going to leave her as your attorney. That's the primary question here. Which would you like to do? I'm happy to have attorney Ms. May appointed to represent you and assist you throughout these entire proceedings. However way you want. If you don't want her services, that's up to you.
First of all, she's not my attorney. I didn't hire her. I can't fire her. You can't appoint someone that no one accepted, so she's not my attorney. I will be representing myself. To answer your question, yes, she's not my attorney.
Ms. May, you are
late. I have a question I want to ask you. You said, let you know when it's filled out. First of all, I have the documents before you, and I did not wish to contract with this court. I'm not going to contract with this court, so I will represent myself. Sims versus Solomon gives me that lawful right to do so, so I'm here. I showed up in court.
I'm not denying you that request.
That's good. That's great. But I'm not going to put my signature on your documents to sign to ask for permission to represent myself. If it's 16, they got you. I want to make sure that this is stipulated. You guys understand the prosecution, the district attorney, under the 13th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, the Bar Association Act of 1913, United States Congress, and also Schroeder versus Gordon, he has no lawful right under the United States Constitution to be in this courtroom representing or defending the American people. He took a sworn oath of office. I took that same sworn oath of office when I was in the military, so I know that he must abide by the Constitution. This courtroom, this district attorney has received every document that the police officer stole from me that stipulates to let you guys know for sure under the Constitution, especially the 10th Amendment, that I am an American citizen with sovereign immunity. That means I'm immune from the prosecution that you guys are attempting to prosecute me. He has no lawful right, no judicial to be in this courtroom. I just gave you to sue the constitutional officer. Why is he here in this courtroom before people attempting to prosecute people on that? Have the right to say to California when he doesn't even have a license to do so while we're waiting for Ms. May or Mrs. May to give me the discovery. That's a question that goes upon this court. And you have to answer it. Please.
I don't have to do anything.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm declining to answer your question because it makes no sense.
Oh, so you, well, excuse me? We said what I just said to you makes no sense?
Right.
It's constitutional law. You're telling me it makes no sense? No, it's not an argument, it's a question. And you said, make some sense,
sir. Give me a date. I'm going to give one to you. It's however much time you think you need for.
Give me 90 days.
90 days? Okay. Mr. Fifth, okay with that, sir?
Absolutely, because I probably won't be here.
If you have 7 days to answer that, I did which I mean. If you didn't read the document, shame on you.
Sir, just address your comments to me, please, right now.
But Judge, for right now, the district attorney has 7 days to answer the affidavit that he didn't receive in the hallway. And there was a witness that he didn't receive, so he can never say, I did not receive it. He has until next Saturday to refute that affidavit, signing the penalty perjury by ignoring. Did you get that, Ms. Clerk? Did I speak fast enough or slow enough?
You're
he has until next Saturday.
Please stop talking, sir. Your FNC is continued to August 11th. This department at 8:30, that date is requested by you, 90 days. I'm happy to give that date to you. So you agree that if your prelim is solved within 10 court days after that, that it'll be timely?
Give me the offer to me. So I have an offer for the court, for the district attorney, if I may, because I have it right.
Actually, you need to talk to the DA about that, but that would be between you and the DA if you're representing yourself.
I don't think he really wants to talk to me. What he has the documents. Well, do you want to talk to the DA?
Sir, what is your offer then?
The offer is something that's here. This court is on the admiralty jurisdiction of the United States military. For number one, he has 7 days to answer that affidavit. My offer to you is for this court and for this district attorney, because you have no judicial authority to prosecute this case to even be in this courtroom under the 13th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, and our Article 1, Section 9. So therefore, my offer to you is simply deceased. Kill this case, return my property back to me, honor the Constitution, which is the oath of office that you swore to take, support, defend, and uphold, which you are not doing, or then we'll continue with this case and we'll go forward with the trial.
Office rejected.
Gotcha. I will see you all on the...
August 11th.
August 11th. Time has
been waiting for that case, but 4 years after that. And it looks like he was...
I'm sorry?
Looks like you were in custody the last time you were here, and you were released from the jail on federal release, which is fine, but we do need to address your custody status.
Okay.
Do you wish to be heard? You do not agree to an OR?
No. The allegations are that he was stopped with custom paper plates that he had on the vehicle. He said he was looking, he was impersonating an officer. Went to the Riverside County Fire, dressed like an officer, showed a badge, said he was law enforcement, said he was part of the sovereign government, and that he could do all of it. And he had multiple bullets in his car and BB gun on his waist.
Does he have any record? Well, let me put this way, Mr. Cook. I'm not inclined to remand him back in the SP and then just play this revolving door of the jail. Remand Fed kicks and then they can do something.
Sure.
Another Fed kick.
But he did have a substantial. 2014, he was sentenced to 116 months for, looks like the same forgery.
Okay.
So, I understand court position. We'll submit on to this court's discretion.
I'm inclined to put him on some form of OR, whether it's supervised or conditional. Is there any requests?
I think it's conditional. He's amenable to it.
Mr. Sir,
I will call him once we. I'll call you tonight and walk you through this one.
I didn't.
I'll call you when I got outside the door. It's fine since you have to hear my voice. Yes.
Just suggest your comments.
I got you.
We could be civil about.
Oh, I'm very civil. Old choice, I'm very civil.
You seem a little bit.
Oh, I'm very civil, but I'm with you.
Okay. You be placed on conditional OR. The condition is to be.
Probation.
And
I
would request that
for terminal to be added to the condition
given
the
facts of the
alleged
act that happened on the
front.
Any
comments, sir?
Well, I didn't understand what you just said. Can you elaborate that for me?
Yes,
sir. What you just said, young lady?
Yes, sir. On the condition, OR conditions can be. Various and case specific. So the one condition was that you call in once a week. The other condition is that you submit to search of your property. You agree on that?
Whatever floats your boat.
All right, sir. All that is.
Now, question: what is? Do you have a number for me to call in every week?
So, give it to you.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so I'll just have a seat. Thank you.